This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program is on the air. I think I might see some sun in Bismarck. It's actually starting to burn off that fog, which is kind of nice. We're at the University of Mary. Beautiful view. One of the best in North Dakota, without question. At the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At Matt and Joanne Butler Hall. About 50 or so high school students participating in something called Rising Leadership, and that's underway right now here at the University of Mary, so that's great. Monsignor James Shea, the president of this fine institution, will join us later in the program. Always love the pearls of wisdom we get from Monsignor, so look forward to that. In the meantime, anything on your mind, whether it's getting that pipeline going, whether it is Say It Ain't So, Joe. Joe. Todd, I have posted on my Facebook page a little montage of Joe Biden. And, you know, I don't want Joe Biden to win, right? I don't want Joe Biden to be president. I think it'd be the worst thing in the world for a whole host of reasons. But mainly, Donald Trump has done what he said he was going to do. So, I don't care if it's Superman over there. I'd say, hey, if you got a president that is doing what he said he was going to do, all right, and you look at how energy has been treated under President Trump versus President Obama, for instance. Okay? It's a very important issue for North Dakota. Let's look at agriculture. The juggernaut of the North Dakota economy for generations. Right? Look how farmers have been treated in these trade deals. Unbelievable. I go right down the list. So, you know, I'm no fan of Joe Biden, but I listen to these clips of his gaffes, and I saw a new one that I hadn't seen before, and I think it was old because it was at some event with a bunch of people in the crowd and whatnot. But an event ended, he's at the podium, and, you know, when an event ends, people clap, and the clapping ends, and he's standing there, and it's like he doesn't know what to do. He's standing at the podium, like, just sort of staring aimlessly into the crowd. His wife was next to him. She took a step towards the exit, and finally turns around and says, Joe. And then he, like, you know, came to and starts walking off. I'm not kidding you. So watch that on my Facebook page. Maybe you could share it, Todd, on the K-Fire page or yours as well. It's about 3-4 minutes long. I did not take any pleasure in watching it. I didn't enjoy it. It was painful. And I don't want the guy to win. It's something very odd is going on. And I can't figure it out.
Well, people have to realize, one, if you vote for him, you're voting for the next president after him, whoever the VP nominee would be.
Are you saying he wouldn't make it through the presidency? Is that what you mean by that?
Well, there's a very good chance.
Yeah.
Either that he wouldn't make it through, or he'd become incapacitated enough to the point where the decision may be made, okay, wait a minute, we can't keep going this route here. He's lost it too much, so.
Texter says, if Joe is elected, he will be sworn in and then leave office, to your point. So that means
wow. I was going to give him a little time in the Oval Office, but maybe not. I mean, that's a good point. That's always a possibility, too.
Watch this video. Watch the video. I don't know how he could be president of the United States. I mean,
the other thing, though, if he does win, remember when Bill Clinton won in 92 and everybody thought it was going to be the end of Rush and conservative talk radio? If anything, it was only the beginning.
Well, yeah, that was just, you're crazy if you think that, you know, in the case of Rush Limbaugh, a lot of his program derives from dumb decisions made by Democrats, right? So he's got more fodder, you know. And then you had Monica Lewinsky, and you had, you know, my gosh. So yeah, no, I don't think talking about it goes anywhere. Opinions aren't going to end. Opinions aren't going to end.
What happens with like the cable news channels who have spent the last several years being so critical of Trump? As they try to be, let's say Biden does win, just for the sake of discussion, just an exercise, I'm not saying he's going to. what are they going to do when they run out of stuff on which to praise him?
I don't care.
Because there won't be a big list, and there will be a big list of things that went wrong. Are they going to just ignore all that? How are they going to fill their time at that point?
One of Donald Trump's greatest victories is destroying the credibility of the folks you just talked about. They don't have any credibility left. It's gone. They are frauds.
They still got to fill time on those channels. I'm not saying anybody believes it. It's like pro wrestling.
It's true. I don't know what they do, but I mean, what I'm saying is, somebody that fraudulent, what's really interesting to me right now is evidently the Obamas have succeeded in getting Susan Rice to the front of the pack for the VP pick for Joe Biden, okay? So why? Is that they believe that will make Joe Biden more electable? I don't think so. The woman's number one run for anything. She actually got kind of a sketchy pass you could bring up on the, you know, all the stuff with Benghazi and I don't know. I smell a frontman ploy. I think the libs could be playing us for fools here. Something. I don't know. Let me know what
smelling
you think.
Texter says Joe has sniffed too much hairspray. It went straight to his brain. Hey, that may we laugh and I laugh with you, but there may actually be some truth to that.
There you go. Maybe. Let's see here. Tony and Kildare has a question for me. I can hardly wait. Tony, lay it on me.
Hey there. Good morning, fellas. I got a question for Monsignor. Are they going to test these kids coming from hot states? They say like they coming from Los Angeles. You know, are they going to be testing these kids? Here's my example. I was just talking to my sister from Minneapolis. Granddaughter was going to go to some soccer practice, and they had to cancel it because one of the 10-year-old girls came down positive, you know, so they had to cancel it.
No, it's they're going to be doing a lot of testing, and it was just announced actually on Tuesday, Governor Burgum and Dr. Mark Hagerbot from the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System about how they're doing that, encouraging kids to get tested before they get here, but if they don't, have all kinds of testing spots. Specific protocol on how they're going about it with you, Mary, I don't know, but I'll sure ask. Stay tuned. We'll ask that question for you for sure. Joe and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I don't know if anybody looked at the news yesterday, but Montana Dakota Utilities raising their rates and future rates, and just kind of showing you that shutting the coal down is starting to raise your rates again already, and we're going to see that throughout all the industry. Just wondering, why don't we see like Mandan and Bismarck and the big cities sign a petition that they want their electricity from coal? I mean, it brings over, what, $5 billion to the state in taxes? Wind is like a $2 million. We're really going to be hurting if we lose that. I don't think our politicians see that, but
Ron Ness was here earlier, and he mentioned a study, and I saw the same thing, that 100 coal plants had been shuttered, and they put the blame squarely on natural gas. You know, and if you look at the percentages, natural gas is a big, big chunk of what's eaten into, to coal, sadly. And wind is some, but it's not near as much as that is. Look, we have no option but to have baseload reliable energy. I'm for all of the above. Sadly, our gold standard coal plant was owned by a Minnesota co-op. And they have different values than we do when it comes to that. I think we just need to continue. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing next Thursday, 1 week from tonight. And you just said maybe the states, the city should say, you know, nothing but coal. I would about guarantee you the utilities that serve the communities would push back on that. And, you know, the utilities are a big reason that we have the wind we have. Okay, that's the demand. Now, they're doing it because, again, of the marketplace and the landscape and the business of, ooh, you're going to have so much renewable and so much. Because, again, what we ought to say is, what's the best energy? What's the most affordable energy? Okay? And obviously, you want it clean. Coal's gotten clean. More clean every year. The billions they invest in cleaner facilities, unbelievable. And, you know, when we talk about taking CO2 out and using it for enhanced oil recovery, there's even greater things that are right behind it. There's tax treatment being talked about right now on that front. So I think that's the challenge. But, you know, it's one idea, exactly the kind of idea I'm looking for next Thursday, to say, what can we do to do this? I don't think we're big enough as a state, big enough as a region, have enough buying power to say, you do it our way or else. But I think if we collectively agree on a strategy, you know, and we say we're for all of the above, let's find the strengths in everybody, let's champion those strengths, let's use our muscle collectively, and then we the people come up with that idea, come up with that strategy, come up with that plan. We're the energy behind it. The lawmakers go to work because they work for we the people. Right? Next Thursday, Bismarck Events.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Round Jack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
We're back at the University of Mary, Rising Leadership North Dakota, happening here today with high school students on workforce development. That's what it is. It's connecting high school students with folks that give of their time, mentored them and show them the way forward. Pretty fascinating, really is. Monsignor Shea coming up bottom of the hour. We're also going to talk with another one of our guests about rising leadership here coming up in a little bit. Brought to you by MyPillow. Here's the deal with MyPillow today. Mattress topper, 30% off, thrown in two standard MyPillows. How about that? That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you that great deal, or 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Wes, you're next on What's on Your Mind. It doesn't tell me where you are. It just says question mark North Dakota. Are you in question mark North Dakota? Is that a city?
Yeah, I have a question. I guess I need to understand why MDU is charging a green fee, a green electric fee on their billing, and what the context is it for, and did that have to go through the regulatory process of the North Dakota Public Service Commission? Because your last caller stating that rates are going up, it doesn't appear to me that people no longer have a choice of what type of power they want to buy, and they're being charged a green fee for renewable energy. So
here's what I'll do, Wes. First of all, I've heard discussion of COVID-related expenses causing a uptick.
No. This is a green fee for green energy.
Yeah, and that's what it says actually on the bill.
Right on the bill.
Yeah, okay. That question has come up before. And I don't remember the answer, but I'm going to find out for you. So we'll find out. We'll ask one of the Public Service Commission members, Brian Crocius, and Julie Fedorchik, Randy Christman. So I'll find out. I don't know the answer to that, but you know that would a green electric fee. That's about as ridiculous as you can get. But to answer your other question, they can't raise rates without the PSC saying raise the rate. So
right. Well, know. This whole renewable energy cabal was basically started due to the false premise of global warming, and then it became climate change. We're always going to have climate change, and we cannot exist without carbon dioxide. I mean, unless these global warmists, climate change advocates, want to change and control the sun, we're not going to change the climate on this earth. It's governed by the sun.
I 100% agree with you. On the other hand, I also know utilities can't make that decision, right? Mac McClellan from Minn Kota Power is just a champion on this. He writes some great pieces in their magazine about, these battles. But we're little North Dakota having to battle that in the world. So you can't just say, we're not going by that. There is no global warming. That's where these utilities get in a pinch. I've invited them to be part of the Energy Town Hall as well, because I want to understand their world a little bit. So, again, these are the conversations that are hard to tackle on the radio, caller by caller. But really, when you get everybody in the room together, everybody has a different piece of the puzzle, so you can kind of see the mosaic and go, okay, I got it. How about if we did this? How about if we did that? That's why I want to involve we the people, because I don't think we're involved enough.
Yeah, if these generating utilities want to stay in the business as a generating electricity, they've got to provide what the demand is out there. And the reality of it is, Great River Energy, the company itself, was a little late to the table. And had they started providing wind power probably 5 to 10 years ago, you probably wouldn't see that power plant shut down, because they'd be diversified enough to provide what the market's demanding. I mean,
right, but whether they were late or not, we are where we are, number one. Number two, Great River Energy has said, we're going to take the billions that we're taking out of North Dakota from the CCS. Hopefully you can find another partner for that. We'll find another entity to run that some other way that benefits North Dakota energy. We're going to take that same billions, we're going to put over here in wind energy. And Ladd Erickson got some bad advice from somebody and convinced the county commission that was a good idea. And meanwhile, you got two counties now in North Dakota that say, no, we don't want the billions. We don't want the billions. The billions are going to be built South Dakota, Minnesota, somewhere. And the farmers in North Dakota are the ones that get cheated on that deal. You don't have to like wind. I didn't like wind until they said they were going to do away with the production tax credit. Then I said, okay, I can see it in the mix. I see why they put it there. But, I mean, baseload energy and coal certainly is, a backbone of North Dakota energy. No doubt about it. But that is certainly under attack. That's why we're doing this, what we're doing on Thursday night next week. So hope you'll join us. All right, I cannot let our next guest wait any longer because I want to hear about rising leadership and his role in that. And I also want to hear a little bit about the governor's task force as well on an issue very important to the future of North Dakota, workforce. Workforce, folks. So Governor Burgum has a task force. One of those members is our next guest, Pat Bertinelli.
Bertinelli.
I'm a bad Italian. I could never say it. Is it Italian?
Yeah, it is Italian.
Got to be Italian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat, how are you?
Good.
Good to see you again. Pat is also working hard on workforce development issues and community development issues up in Watford City in the beautiful Rough Rider Center, and always appreciate his good leadership. So tell me first about the ultimate impact from something like Rising North Dakota. What do you think that could be?
Well, I think, you know, one of the important things that I think is worth mentioning is from a community standpoint, you know, no community can be successful without partnerships. And one thing that we're very grateful for in Watford City is that partnership with University of Mary. So, you know, Brian, I know the majority of the team here, you know, they are active with the Workforce Council as well, and as far as input and that type of stuff. But we collaborate frequently on, you know, just different issues as far as, you know, whether it's providing leadership training to core businesses within our community and what have you. But really today is we got invited to come over here today to be part of this Rising Leadership thing, and we're very excited about that. So I've got five students with me today, four from Watford City and one from Alexander. We just launched an ambassador program over there, and of course University of Mary has been very supportive of us in that program. But part of the initiative with these ambassadors in our community is, you know, we often get people to come to our community and they'll say that they're just here to work. And, well, we're here to educate those folks because we certainly want them to commit to our community and find that our area is a great place to call home. So these kids have actually been in front of over 600 workers, and they go out there and they kind of just talk to to our workforce, many of which are oil and gas, about the perks of living in Watford City. And these kids are from all over the United States coming in and telling these workers about our community. So they'll say that we have a SAD program, Students Against Destructive Decisions, so if you should relocate your family here, we're going to make sure we keep them pointed in the right direction. They also educate about just some of the perks that we have in our community and our relationship with University of Mary. You know, they have scholarship programs for any organization out there that cost them nothing to, you know, $400 scholarship per semester for these employees, so they can add that to their benefit package. So we understand, you know, these workers that we got in front of last year, you know, we've been hindered just like everyone else with the COVID-19. But I would say that, you know, we've lost some workers for sure. But most of those folks have been on the rotational side. And, you know, we are hearing pockets of optimism. But these kids have really gone in and done just an amazing job representing our community. And even if we have lost some workers, I will guarantee you this, that with what these kids and these ambassadors have done educating about our community, when the time comes, these people will come back because of what these kids did.
That's a great story. Great story. Yeah. It is, as usual, they find a way in beautiful Watford City.
Yep.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be, in many places, a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On a boat on the beach in the water in the sand in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Is turning all day when they see you with me.
I'm thinking everybody better stand in line, cause they need to know that you're fine. Coming with me tonight.
They're like, hey, who that girl in the shade's like, oh, will you move to the base? Hold up, whole room gets to spin from the second that you walk in. And baby, you look good all day.
Well, did we lose Scott? Scott is live at the University of Marion. What's in your mind? And we have no idea. I can hear something in the background. Or I did. Fascinating. I wonder if he even knows. I'm just typing a little note to him right now. Anyway, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 for what's on your mind. Until we get Scott back, it's your show. I'm not going to get... I get on the soapbox every now and then. I'm Todd Mitchell, by the way, in case you don't know who I am either. In case you're new to the show or whatever. It is all about what's on your mind. Like I say, we got Scott Hennin live at UMary. We'll check in with him again when he's more able. Tomorrow, Ron Ness in for Scott Hennin. Obviously, with the latest go-around in court with respect to DAPL, probably going to have a thing or two to say about that. If for some reason he doesn't have enough to say, the second hour, Talk Radio Town Hall, Senator Kevin Cramer will undoubtedly have plenty to give us. It's going to be two-hour action-packed, information-packed show on What's in Your Mind tomorrow. We might have Scott Hennin back now. It seems like they're doing their own little interview. Like we're not supposed to know it. Maybe he's... Is there some reason he may not be hearing us? I don't know why he's using his golf voice. It's like he's using his golf voice. And until he decides he wants to get back on the radio show. Well, I mean, it is Monsignor Shea, so I hate to assume we can't put Monsignor Shea on, but I don't know that the conversation is. I don't know if they realize. I don't want somebody to say, well, I would like to say blah 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 on the air, but Scott, yeah, you were gone for like minutes there. Are you back now?
I am. Yeah.
It sounded like the two of you were having an off-air conversation when we finally got you back, so I didn't want to just assume I could put you on the radio and
I
find out
what happened. But we earlier we had a little glitch in the connection, so sometimes it comes. I was waiting
came
for the
back
music
out of that bottom of the hour break. You were gone, so I was.
Well, anyway, we are back.
I was filibustering on your behalf.
You're a good filibuster.
Wow.
Today,
I don't know about that, but
at PetroServe USA, here's some great lunch specials: Valley City pulled pork and French dip sandwich. Meatloaf dinner at the Harwood location. That's worth a trip up to I-29. Good old, is that not a North Dakota meal or what? Meatloaf dinner, unbelievable. Meatball sub at 12th Avenue North Fargo and the Salisbury Steak at West Main Avenue West Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and at every one of their stores, that 4-for-4 deal is fantastic. Where do you get four items for $4 every day? At PetroServe USA. Two fresh-made cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop or coffee for $4 all day every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Our next guest is the one and only Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing good. Good to see you very much.
Beautiful to have you out here on our campus.
And it is beautiful, too.
Now, holy cow.
That fog is lifted. I can once again see the beauty that you get to look at every day here at the University of Mary.
It's amazing. So just so our listeners know, we're looking over the Missouri Valley. The cottonwood trees are all sort of full and green, and in the far distance is a canola field.
I like canola.
Yeah.
Because you can't mistake it, right?
Right.
And it looks like a mountain. It looks like Mount Everest over there.
Every now and then, that same farmer right next to it plants a flax field, and then we've got the blue going on sometimes.
That's so great.
It's beautiful. And I stand up here, and all these city kids who come to the University of Mary to go to school and who are normally here in the summer, of course, this summer they're not, I teach them the names of the different crops.
So they got that down.
That's right. And I didn't waste my childhood. I learned all the different crops.
Joe's proud.
Yeah.
Since we've last talked, you lost an icon of this institution and such a great leader in Sister Thomas. So certainly our condolences on that to you and everybody. And I imagine it's just, you know, hard every day for a while to grasp the fact that she's not here and that smiling face and that inspiration, right?
You know, I had a moment like this just yesterday, Scott. We were talking about some areas of the campus that we need to spiff up a little bit, and there's an auditorium, and I said, who is that named after? And so I called Neil Culver, who worked here for many, many years, and he said, you know, I think it's this family, but you should check with Doc Miller. And so I called Dr. Harry Miller, who, of course, was here for many, many, many years and was a very close associate of Sister Thomas. And he said, you know, I think it was actually this other person, but you should check with Sister Thomas. And then we both stopped, and we realized we can't do that anymore. So Sister Thomas, yeah, she was diagnosed with kidney cancer at the beginning of June. And it went very quickly. And she had struggled, you know, with kidney disease for many years. In fact, one of the reasons that I became president of the University of Mary is that she had had a kidney transplant that was unsuccessful. And she was on dialysis several times a week while she was running the University of Mary in the 2007, 2008, 2009. And then after I became president, about a year later, she got a successful kidney transplant down at Mayo Clinic, and she was able to live the rest of her life with that kidney. But she was an amazing human being, of course, an exemplar of a servant leader. She was a daughter of North Dakota. She really exemplified and fulfilled in her person the very best of what we believe ourselves to be here on the Great Plains. She had that cheerful pioneer spirit. She was a hard worker. She always saw the best in everyone. She believed that North Dakota was a place that was worth making a life She believed in the potential of our students. She always said to us here at the University of Mary that we should judge our success by the success of our graduates, that it's not about us acquiring or piling up accolades for ourselves. It's about us serving well and making a contribution in the lives of young people who come to us on the doorstep of their lives, in the lives of working adults who are coming back to finish their degree or to get a graduate degree, and in the lives of all the people that we touch in the communities of North Dakota, and then, of course, radiating out from that as well. And so Sister Thomas really was a spectacular person. In that respect,
she had that sweetness and kindness about her, yet was a giant of a leader. You know, it's pretty amazing. You don't usually see that package together.
No, you know, I think it was a rare combination of grace and grit. And so she was a gracious person, unfailingly gracious. You know, whenever when you were in her presence or when she said your name, you knew that that you were really encountering another person who was fully present and who would receive you and try and understand you and get a sense for what was important to you. But she also had great grit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though, you know, she was a great promoter of servant leadership and was unfailing in that very respect. That didn't mean that she was a pushover. As a leader, she had strong principles, and she lived from those principles. And, you know, the wind blows pretty strong up here on the University of Mary Hill, but she was never blown in it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do know what you mean. You have done something really neat by setting up a Sister Thomas Scholarship Fund now. So, you know, a couple things. One, her legacy can live on that way, and also the opportunity for students to earn their degrees in the University of Mary. What a great deal.
No, it's a tremendous thing. And, in fact, we had a local banker the other day walk in and say that he said, I don't really know why I'm here, but I just feel prompted. I know that especially this year, students are struggling to know what to do and how to afford their education. And I just want to give a gift in honor of Sister Thomas. That's Dale Palke at Dakota Community Bank. He came in and that type of generosity is only one example of many, many examples of generous donations to that scholarship. But I miss her a lot. I think there are many of us here whose hearts were breaking as we commemorated her and as we buried her here in the cemetery that overlooks the Missouri, where all the rest of the sisters who went before her, the founders of the University of Mary, dedicated North Dakota women with that tremendous pioneer spirit. She was a great among them and among all of us. You know, you go to the great hall of the North Dakota State Capitol and there's her portrait among all kinds of other people, great leaders and actors and entertainers and business people. And there's Sister Thomas, the president of the University of Mary. I'll never forget, I talked with Gary Theraldson. We're in the Gary Theraldson School of Business today, and Gary's North Dakota's only billionaire and the great patron of our business school here at the University of Mary. And we did, I think, a 1 million cups event out in Fargo, and I was one of the moderators along with Pat Trainer. And we had a conversation, we orchestrated a conversation between Sister Thomas and Gary Theraldson about leadership. And it was an amazing thing to sit there with our state's only billionaire, a very successful builder of hotels and a great entrepreneur, to sit there and to listen to him speak with a woman who had dedicated her life to a life of poverty and of service. And between the two of them, they painted a very compelling picture of what it means to serve and to lead and to have other people entrusted to your care and to take good care of them. And so Sister Thomas, she made a real difference in North Dakota, and she lived a life devoted to God. She was a woman of prayer, and that led her life. And she was devoted to her community of sisters and a true North Dakotan. We miss her a lot.
No kidding. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, just to relive a little bit of why we loved her so much and how much of an impact she had on so many. So appreciate you doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And a good way to remember her is a donation to the Sister Thomas Scholarship Fund, just like Dale Palke. Good for Dale. That's fantastic. And any others that want to do that, you do a good thing for in her name. More with the Monsignor Shea after the break. Don't go away.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, the red, white, and you at sale going on now. You can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area with new shipments and fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle to fit your lifestyle. An Enclave, an Acadia, a Yukon, a Silverado, an Equinox, Malibu, a Cruise. Some at very low miles, and payments are as low as $199 a month, and all have that lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
One more segment to go on What's on Your Mind Thursday. Hate to say we're about done, but we're about done at the University of Mary, having a great time here today and really thrilled to see the look in the eyes of these high school students that are in the school of business
Gary Thelson School of Business and in the Butler Hall Auditorium, because it's just, you can see, like, what am I going to learn? This is different. This is, you know, it's so great. So glad we're here, and look forward to being here again for sure. If you have a comment or a question after we leave the air, remember 24/7 we have that toll-free line, Oasis Petroleum. Has that Be the Buffalo spirit of just getting things done, even in a storm like COVID, doesn't matter. Low prices, doesn't matter. We're going to keep going. Crisis leadership, which we're going to talk about with Monsignor in a moment, they have it. And they also recognize it in North Dakotans as well. They love the fact that, like the buffalo that turns to the storm, so do North Dakotans in a challenging time. And they appreciate that about you. And if you know somebody like that, celebrate them. Call our hotline, 24/7, 855-200-1776. Back with more with Monsignor Shea of the University of Mary, the president here, and a leader, no doubt about it. I would argue among the state's great leaders, without question. And that's why the faculty, the staff, and the students here benefit from that. Challenging year, without question, with especially for educators, right? What are we going to do? Are we going to bring them back? Are we not going to bring them back? What kind of pillars did you pull on? Principles did you go to say, okay, how are we going to do this? So, you know, I know there's all kinds of, you know, benchmarks from COVID and all the different science and who do you listen to and what's right and how much distancing and all that. But I'm more interested in sort of the guiding principles that led you and how do you make the decision?
Yeah, I think, Scott, what's important is that we talk about guiding principles and their importance in just a moment. In terms of crisis leadership, and this has been an amazingly challenging time, not just for me, but for lots of people who are trying to navigate institutions and organizations through these difficult times. I think one of the great temptations that leaders have in times like this is to turn in upon themselves and go to sort of institutional protectionism, and all creativity, all ingenuity kind of goes out the window, and there's a temptation as well to forget who we're really serving. That it's not about just keeping things viable. It's about making sure that the mission is still at the center of everything that we do. And so I think that the great temptation is to forget about principles when the wind is blowing really strong. And then you're just like a paper doll flapping in the wind. And so here at the University of Mary, we said we have to remember that our students are at the center of everything that we do. And that it's not enough that we, behind the scenes in boardrooms or in conference rooms, are making decisions to care for them. They need to experience that they're being cared for. And we have to remember, and I had to say this many times, not because we have people who don't remember these things normally, but because it's important to be reminded, and for me to remind myself, even though all of us are struggling with, what do? We haven't been through this before, all that. We have to remember that an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old has a lot less life under their belt than we do. And that they're watching all kinds of things break apart all around them, and that we have to be adults in the midst of it and live from those principles. So one principle was that our students need to experience our care. So the day that we disbanded campus, I went over to the Crow's Nest to our campus restaurant, and I sat there all day from the time the sun came up until way after it went down. I gave travel blessings. I talked to the athletes who had had their seasons upended, to the seniors who had been here and who were looking forward to commencement and graduation and who were having that taken away from them. And so it was a very poignant day, heartbreaking in many ways, but super important. That's a principle. We of course have the principles of safety and security and all of those things, but also, and this has been key for us as we've been preparing to open for the fall, our campus needs to be a real home for students. It can't be seen just as a temporary place of residence. And the Benedictine sisters, going back to Sister Thomas, always taught us and continue to teach us the example of stability, that you need to be rooted. In order to flourish, you need to know where you are. And our students need to know that when they come here in the fall, they're able to make a home here, and that we're not going to round them up and herd them out, you know?
The best evidence that this is a home? Nephilim soup.
That's right.
And really, really good Nephilim soup. Right,
you
there
got
the
it. Oh. Well, I'm telling you, every now and then, you know, we'll get a batch that isn't quite up to par. Then I go into a panic. And I go in and I tell the cooks, I say, whatever you do, don't do that again. Because if our Nephilim soup isn't at top level, we'll lose all credibility with our local students.
you're the best. We appreciate being here and appreciate your great leadership. Look forward to an interesting year, but a good year.
Scott, it's great to be with you. Let's continue to unite in prayer and to trust in God in the midst of this, and also be as smart as we can and as firm as we can in our leadership.
Faith, not fear.
That's right.
Through this battle. Thanks so much. Thanks to our fine sponsors, Jim the Flagpole Guy. He's coming, folks. That's all I can tell you. He's on the job. He's just inundated with orders. It's a good problem. But ndflagpoleguy.com and our friends at H.A. Thompson & Son, who right now can help you get all that bad stuff out of the air. Airborne virus is gone with H.A. Thompson & Sons. Tell them Scott sent you.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.